as it being a perfect timing is we now are going into fall break. So we have no school this week coming up. So that's been a timed up really well. You know, I wasn't sure how it was going to time up, but you know, it's always good to maybe have your bye during the midterm exams. But we had that during the Stony Brook week, and a couple of the couple guys had midterms the week before. But now we you know, got into the bye and now heading into fall break. So mentally, it's a good break for our guys. Obviously, the physical break is much needed after halfway through six games of the season with six CAA games coming up. And you know, we'll be able to start a little later than we do. We're a morning operation, so they'll get a little more sleep this week. We'll start a little later with you know, a later breakfast heading into meetings before we get on the practice field this upcoming week in our, you know, final prep for Maine coming up this Saturday.
You guys certainly entered the season with high expectations as the preseason favorite and the ranked, and you've met those 5-1. You're unbeaten against FCS teams, 2-0 in the CAA. What is sort of the message as you come out of this break to your guys as you do head into this next 6 weeks of CAA play?
Well, you know, I mean, we're halfway there. We got to continue to improve each week, get better each day, each practice. We preach the process versus the results all the time. Staff did a good job looking at tendencies, doing some self-scout when you have a little extra time on your plate to do those types of things. So our staff did a lot of that. Like I said, gave our guys, our team a good mental break, as well as, you know, hopefully getting some of the physical bumps and bruises healed up and heading into the next half of the season. And now all our attention is on Maine, and we don't have class to worry about. So it's going to be we'll have more guys. Not that we don't have a good number of guys coming down and watching film on their own, even when we are in class, but they'll have even additional time on their schedule to be able to do that. So, you know, as far as your preparation, you know, the most prepared you should be, in my humble opinion, is preseason. When you have your preseason, your opening game to get ready for, the next time you have ample time, or at least extra time, is you know, during your bye week. So you get those extra days like we had last week. You get extra time to prepare for the upcoming opponent. So without the class schedule this week, I'm sure our players will take full advantage of doing some of that above and beyond what we require from them, you know, in our practice and meetings before practice.
I want to do a little dive into your team at the midpoint and start on the offense. And Connor Watkins, let's start with him. 839 yards passed and 6 touchdowns, and maybe more importantly, no interceptions. Obviously, over 250 yards running as well. Coming into the year, being surrounded by so many new skill guys, both at running back and wide receiver, how have you felt like he's performed and maybe guided those guys and helped those guys to have the success that they have?
Yeah, Connor's doing a great job leading the team. He's doing a great job managing the games. He's taking what's there. You know, the timing is still a work in progress offensively. We, like you said, we have a lot of new players, especially in the skill position. So Connor's doing a good job, but as you mentioned as well, he can hurt you with his feet. He's had some good rushing games. He's gotten the ball in the end zone, you know, scoring rushing touchdowns. I'm sure his pass numbers and pass yards aren't where maybe everyone anticipated they would be after some of the explosive plays we had last year, but it's going in the right direction. You know, again, that's something we're continuing to work on, something that takes time with timing with so many new people. Jalen Sanchez is the only guy back out of the six top skill players we've had all of Connor's 5-year career up until this year. Now Sanchez is the lone guy back. You have Devin Smith, a grad transfer, but they just started throwing together in July with some summer 7-on-7s, and now obviously into the season. And then some young guys out there. Lucas Kopecky is a guy who played lacrosse here for 4 years, and he's a grad student, and he got his first touchdown against Stony Brook last week. So it's the first year he's played football since high school. You know, so just a lot of new people over there. And then, you know, the running backs, obviously the running backs are doing a good job, but they're all redshirt freshmen and freshmen right now. So Connor's doing a great job. I'm sure he gets frustrated at times, but he's taking what the team's given him, and he's trying to do the best he can from a leadership perspective and trying to keep everybody upbeat and positive. There's times you'll see him move people around and get them lined up correctly just because, you know, it's like having a coach out there with the experience he's had in the room.
First question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Good morning, Larry.
Morning, Rod. Morning, Coach.
Hey, Larry, how are you, buddy?
Ready for the nice trip to Maine?
Yeah, we'll jump on a charter about 2 in the afternoon, so it shouldn't be too bad, hopefully.
Now the weather's going to be nice too, unusually nice. Just thoughts on Maine. You saw him, you got a good firsthand look at him against Delaware. Good game until final 12 minutes. Just thoughts on playing Maine and keys for you guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks, Larry. They're doing a great job, man. They got guys running around. They look very skilled. Watching them early in the year and then watching them what they're doing these last couple of weeks, it looks like they're doing what we're hopefully doing, improving each week. And they have a lot of skilled players running around. They have guys coming off the edge on defense. They can throw the ball. They got guys that can make plays on the offensive side of the ball as far as coming down with the ball. We experienced a couple of those catches last year. Moss, I think, had one over the top of our guy a year ago. And it's a CAA opponent, so we got to be ready to go up there. And it's always hard to, win in the CAA, but it's even harder to win on the road. So we just got to make sure we're executing. Rob mentioned that, Connor's done a good job protecting the football. So hopefully we can continue to do that. Maybe create a few turnovers through special teams around our defense and then continue to secure the ball and hang on to it on offense. So, it's one of those games, Larry, where like a lot of CAA games, the team that makes the fewest mistakes can be the team that'll come out on top. So we're hoping to play an error-free game while we're still trying to work with timing and offense and still trying to maintain and to stop the run on defense.
Mark, on the other side of the ball, your defense, you had some experienced guys back on that side, and they've really been good. You guys are allowing 17 points, 327 yards per game. And maybe more importantly, you forced 10 turnovers to this point. What have you liked about the way those guys have performed?
Well, exactly what you just said, Rob. We do have a lot of experience over there. If you look at our starting 11, is if Mims and Waxter are the two starting corners, then Shane Hartzell, who's led our team in tackles for the last 2 years and is a senior in the classroom, is our youngest starter on defense. So we do have a lot of experience there. We have guys that have been in the program for a long time, mixed in a grad transfer or two that plays for us over there as well. So they're playing hard. They're flying to the football. We're playing good run stopping defense for the most part. We are playing fairly opportunistic. We've done a better job, stripping the ball and getting the ball out on fumbles. We actually had two balls on the ground in the second half drive that Stony Brook had. Unfortunately, their guys recovered it, but we're doing a good job creating some turnovers. We had a really nice interception by Zamir Dawu, one of our sophomore corners there in that Stony Brook game as well. So they're playing hard. We're flying to the football. We're doing a good job gang tackling. Our open field tackling has improved from week one to where we are today. And Coach Pennypacker and the staff are putting our guys in good position. So the linebackers are doing a great job, but that's kind of how our defense is set up. Our three guys up front try to occupy as many guys as they possibly can to allow our linebackers to run and make the plays. And in the Stony Brook game, all three of our linebackers had double-digit tackles. So if our linebackers lead in tackles and not our safeties, that usually is going in the right direction.
Before I let you go, you talked to with Larry about some of the challenges of the main program. What are some keys for your team to have just a key or two for your team to have success Saturday?
Well, I think the keys are always the keys, right? I mean, we got to stop the run on defense. We have to make sure we protect the ball and have no turnovers on offense, maybe create some turnovers on defense, as we just talked about. And we got to play fundamentally sound. We've done a good job, not making a lot of mistakes. We only in the LIU game, we had 10 penalties, so we wanted to clean that up a little bit. We only had four in the Stony Brook game, but those four penalties were three false starts on offense and a defensive alignment offside. So those are mental mistakes that we want to make sure we eliminate. You're going to have an occasional hold. You're going to have an occasional, post-snap penalty that might get called, interference down the field, playing on the ball or something like that. We got to minimize the mental mistakes, and we got to play gap sound football, which is pretty much what our defense has been doing majority of this year so far. So hopefully that'll continue.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for your time today. Safe travels to Orono, and we'll talk again.